Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
So you gave.
You thought I was a devil.
Hey, Tiff. Tiffany, you got the phone on? What did you hear? Nothing? Through the phone?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Minister Rembus, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I do praise the Lord on tonight. For the listeners, I was having some technical difficulties, but the Lord worked it out. I know we already know that the enemy always try to intervene, but we thank God that we always have the victory through Christ Jesus. You are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And as always, I'm asking our listeners, if you would please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, located in Detroit, Michigan, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our bishop and pastor. Minister Rambis will be bringing forth the word again on tonight. So, again, we know that the enemy tried to block this program on tonight, and I do apologize for not being on for the last two shows because the enemy was working, but we thank God that we are now able to get back online, that we can continue to bring forth God's word. So, again, I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go now into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the victory through your Son, Christ Jesus. No matter what it looks like when the enemy tries to come and try to destroy what you have called for us to do, we thank you that we have the victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and also Minister Rambis and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the life of our 41st President, George W. Bush. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his service to his country and to your people. While he was serving here on earth in the flesh, we thank you for his service. And now, Lord, we ask you that you will continue to bless his spirit and memory, continue to bless and comfort his strength and his family, and not only that family, but all those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father. Comfort them. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. We know that, Heavenly Father, that you are everything that we need. We're standing on your word. And we know that your word is true. We thank you that you're not like man. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. And now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit over this airway on tonight through your word, through your man of God, Minister Rambis. Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener that is not saved in your Son Jesus' name, is our prayer that you would move through your spirit, through your word on tonight, that it would touch their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit. We thank you for this worldwide platform, Heavenly Father. We know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And our Heavenly Father, I pray upon every vessel that you send this way to bring forth your word. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, continue to bless their lives, the works of their hands, continue to bless the ministries where you have planted them, and continue to bless every shepherd that is watching over their souls, that they will continue to stand on your word, continue to preach and teach your word, and not only that, but live your word, that others can be drawn to Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for every vessel that has brought your word forth over this worldwide platform in the past. And I thank you for the ones now and even those that are going to come forth in the future. I don't take this lightly, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for this platform and that you have opened the doors for others that we can share your good news of your son, Jesus Christ, over this worldwide platform. So we don't take it lightly or for granted. I just thank you for this open door and every vessel that and every listener. I pray, Lord, that continue to listen safely. I ask that you will continue to bless them in the works of their hands and grant them the desires of their hearts, and that they will continue to share the good news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it, that you would be glorified. It's our prayer. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will move by your Spirit over the airwaves on tonight as you see fit, that because you already know who's going to be listening and what they stand in need of. And so we just thank you for this privilege to be able to bring forth your word once again in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise, for you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't allow anyone to tell you what God told you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't allow anyone to tell you what God told you. I do not have any announcements on tonight, so we get ready to go forth with the word of God coming forth through Minister Rambis. I am not going to do a music break. Again, I pray and ask that the listeners continue to pray for this worldwide ministry. I thank God for the other avenues that we was able to connect with the worldwide listeners again on tonight. And I did miss being with you, the listeners, for the last last Saturday and last Thursday because of technical issues that I'm dealing with at my home because of the internet. But anyway, the Lord still worked it out. There's nobody like our God. He worked it out where I can still be able to connect with you all via telephone. That's how good God is, and that's how important God's word is, that we can still get the word out, the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We can still get the word out through the worldwide internet, either via telephone. So it's my honor and privilege once again to bring forth this anointed man of God, my brother in Christ, Minister Saran Rambis. He's going to be bringing forth the word again. I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word on tonight. Again, we will not be doing a music break. I'm now yield this mic to Minister Rambis. Minister Rambis, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word unto his people on tonight.
God bless you, Brother James. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for bringing us to the last month of this 2018. Lord, we know it was not of our doing. It was not of our goodness. Not of any deed that we could have done, but we know that we are here only because of your grace and because of your mercy. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Thank God for this platform. Thank God for this opportunity to speak to your people once again. And before I start, we want to ask for special prayers for a couple of families. First, we have a special prayer in the passing of Sister Pratt. She's a member of Davidson Missionary Baptist Church. We thank God for it seems as we've known her for a lifetime, but only just for a little bit over a year. And thank God for people that make impacts. And she was one that was well over in her 80s and still praising and serving the Lord until the end. So right now we're praying for Reverend Pratt and his family. I understand that he's no longer in Michigan area. He's headed back down to Mississippi, his hometown. So we like to say a special prayer for the Pratt family. And then we'd like to say a special prayer to Pastor Roger Brown and the Greater Whitestone family in Memphis, Tennessee. Roger Brown was a member here at St. James Woods, grew up. Matter of fact, Pastor Brown gave me my first job. When I turned 16, he told me to come and see him. And he was a man of his word. He gave me my first job working downtown Detroit on Woodward Avenue. So his wife, Sister Emma Brown, made her transition. And so we'd like to pray for the Brown family. Let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. And just we ask that the Lord's blessings of healing and sustaining power for the Brown family and the church family in the passing of First Lady and his wife of well over 20-plus years. And so we ask, Lord, that you would keep them, be with them during this difficult time. And so we thank God that you have not left us, you have not forsaken us, that you're a God of your promises, that you said you would be with us, you would never leave us. And so we hold on to that promise, Lord, and we know that you will be with them during this difficult hour. Well, praise the Lord, there is a word for tonight, and it's coming from Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 to 33. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Amen. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to this preaching moment. We ask that you will allow everything to be said that you won't say and prohibit those things that you don't. Lord, I ask that you will increase as I decrease. Lord, we know preaching will be done. No preaching will be done unless it's done by you. Use me as your vessel. Use me in your service. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So, once again, our text for tonight will come from Matthew 14, 22, verses 22 to 33, and it reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And he said, Come. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshiped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And just for a few minutes, I'd like to use as a topic for this text, the requirements of faith. The requirements of faith. As believers, as followers of Christ, it would be an understatement and to not articulate and adequately put the importance by just saying that faith is valuable to the body of Christ. Faith is at the center of our relationship with Christ. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God." And if our relationship with God is going to be one that is healthy, productive, and pleasing, faith is necessary in order to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Faith is essential because it is the very substance that allows us to experience the promises of God. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is how we acknowledge God's existence and his omnipresence. Faith gives us access to the supernatural. Faith stretches our belief beyond the boundaries and the borders of this old world. Faith is what makes Christ real. Faith comes from God. Faith is a gift from God. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, accordingly as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." And so faith is not human, it's not psychological, but it is a way of life. Hebrews 10:38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith." Faith is life-sustaining. Faith is powerful, and so powerful that a small amount can move a mountain. Matthew 17 and 20 says, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." You see, faith makes the impossible possible. I know that I have a witness that can testify that it was so many times in your life when you didn't have no one or nothing but your faith in God to hold on to. See, faith is the vehicle that have carried us through so many salty situations and crazy circumstances. Faith is not based on feelings, but rather based in and on God's faithfulness. Faith is rooted in truth. Faith is used in the sense of belief or devotion. On the other hand, the word trust is used in the sense of confidence and reliance. So your belief is rooted in God's reliability. Let me back that up once again. Faith is rooted in trust. Faith is used in the sense of belief or devotion. And on the other hand, the word trust is used in the sense of confidence and reliance. So, in other words, your belief is rooted in God's reliability. But faith has some requirements. And as we look at our text, as we examine our text for tonight, I would like to pull out three requirements of faith. Three requirements of faith that allow Peter to walk on water. First, faith requires the proper perspective.
Verse 24 says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. When the storms of life start raging, your faith has to have the proper perspective. Your faith has to stay positive, and you can't allow any negative thinking. We can't blame every storm on the devil. But in preparing for this sermon, I learned that there are two types of storms. There are storms of perfection, and these storms come to take us through a process. God is pulling and God is trying to usher things out of us. He is trying to prove to you that you are tougher than you think you are. These storms come to produce perseverance, and they come to refine us. Then there are storms of correction. Every good father corrects their child. He does this because he wants what's best for them, because he loves them. And these storms come to humble us, to help us learn to be obedient to God and his word. They come to help us realign our priorities. They come to help us put first things first. And so when we face storms, we shouldn't ask the question, why me? But rather the question to ask is, what lesson can I learn from this storm? And so when the winds of your life become contrary, they start to blow against your ship. They blow against your friendships and your relationships, your mentorships, your faith has to have the proper perspective. So you can't allow your faith to accept closed doors or dead ends. Your faith must not give in. Your faith must not give up. Your faith must believe that Jesus is and always near. Verse 25 says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. The fourth watch is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., just about the breaking of day. And so your faith has to have the perspective that trouble don't last always. These waves won't toss always. These winds won't be contrary always. Your faith must have the perspective that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. It has to have the perspective that storms come to an end, that trouble don't last always. And then secondly, Peter shows us that our faith requires us to face our fears. Our faith requires us to face our fears. Verse 26 says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. It's a tragic thing to think that when the ways of life are contrary, that Jesus is not near. Our faith must face our fears, because faith and fear can't coexist. They can't occupy the same space. Faith gives freedom. Fear keeps you bound. Faith empowers. Fear enslaves. Faith gives courage, but fear causes cowardness. Faith brings acceptance. Fear brings uneasiness. And so, yes, it can be rough. And it might even get a little tough. You might be facing a health challenge. You might even be facing financial hardships or even a broken heart. But your faith must be anchored in His promises. We must accept that there will be times when Jesus won't speak to the wind and the waves and say, "Peace, be still." So we must have convincing faith. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You have to have convincing faith. Verse 27 from our text says, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." We must believe that He will show up. Has He ever showed up during the storms of your life? I don't know about you, but my testimony is that He is an on-time God. Yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but I declare that He will be there right on time. And I found out that when He shows up, He will make everything all right. And so I'm glad that when He shows up, He can flip the script. Verse 28 says, "And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." I don't know about you, but that is good news to me. It's good news because God would use that very thing that we were concerned about, the very thing that is causing us problems, the very thing that gives us headaches and migraines that keeps us up all night. He would use that thing to bring us closer to Him. You see, Peter walked on water because his faith faced his fears. And when have your faith allowed you to walk on some things? Yeah, you have been walking on having too much money left at the end of your money. You've been walking on being lied on. You've been walking on being mistreated by your haters. You, like Peter, have already been walking on that stuff that has caused you pain and heartache. Those ways that have tossed you to and fro. And you know what? You made it. Yes, you made it. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in His holy word. He has never failed me yet. And He never will fail you. Oh, no turning around. We've come this far by faith. And we must keep our focus on the Lord. The third requirement of faith, faith requires us to fight distractions. Verse 30 says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And so a lot of people try to dog out Peter right here, talking about his faith, but how his lack of faith. But like Peter, we too have experienced the move of God in our life. We have heard and responded to the call of the Lord to come. And when he said, come, we went. But sometime after you've been called by the Lord, our faith can still get distracted. Our faith can get distracted by a bad doctor's report. Our faith can get distracted by a divorce. Our faith can get distracted by the death of a loved one. And anybody who's been faced with any of these distractions know that they can cause you to have a sinking feeling. Your hope feel like is sinking. Your peace feels like it's sinking. Your joy feels like it's sinking. But I'm so glad that Peter gives us the remedy for this sinking feeling. We just read it. He says, Lord, save me. I'm so glad that it don't take cute words and fancy phrases for the Lord to hear our cry. It takes just a cry, Lord, save me. So when the distractions arise, Lord, save me. When the winds of life begin to get boisterous, Lord, save me. Have you ever had to call out to the Lord? I don't know about you, but I called him and he heard me. And that's when he gave me a peace of mind. He's my shepherd and he's my God and he's with me all the time. So I don't have to worry and I don't have to fret. I'll just keep on trusting because his word is true, because he's already done just what he said he would do. I'm so glad that my God is a promise keeper. And verse 30 says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, and he saved him. And I don't know about you, but that's my testimony. He saved me. He saved me when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was very stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now safe am I. He did it. He did it, and it was nothing but love that lifted me. I tried a few things, but when nothing else could help, it was nothing but his love that lifted me. He loves me. He loves you tonight.
He loved us so much because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. He died one Friday on an old rugged cross, on a hill called Calvary. But early Sunday morning he rose with all power in his hand. And so my faith requires that I don't get distracted because he can handle it. Because he's able to do just what he said he would do. He's able to do just what I need him to do just when I need him most. He's always there. So if by chance tonight, as I come to a close, if you have not made Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to make Jesus your choice. Because in our text tonight, Peter shows us that faith requires some things. Faith is not just something you say, but faith is something that you do. And so by chance, if you have not put your faith, see, it takes you putting your faith in Jesus. It takes you making a decision. He gives us free will. And so once you make the choice, faith is a gift from God. He gives every man that chooses him the measure. What that measure is, he gives us the measure of faith. And so tonight, no matter what you are going through, no matter what situation you're facing, put your faith and put your trust in God. May we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word has given us life and has given us light. It illuminates the dark situations of our life. It shows us that in the time of trouble, you are a very present help. Thank you for helping us through our times of trouble. Thank you for being a man of your word where you would never, and you promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. And Lord, many of us that have been walking with you know that it is true. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for that word on tonight. We thank you for your man of God who delivered your word on tonight. Because people of God need to know and be reminded that it takes faith to please God. And so we thank you, Minister Rambis, for allowing God to use you to declare his word, that faith is very important to God. To some people, it don't mean much. But we thank you for reminding us that there are requirements of faith. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word lets us know, and it is so true, that without, and this is what the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, talking about faith. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then also in Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 17, says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, that's Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. So we must also believe, and then we receive, and ye shall have them, according to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. So faith, again, is very important to God. We all have a measure of faith. We are not on the same level of faith, because faith has many levels. So you must stand on your faith no matter what it looks like. God tests our faith in many ways. He tests your faith. He tests my faith. If we are born again in Jesus Christ, we say that we love God. We're trying to please God by doing his will and fulfilling God's purpose in the earth through us. Then we, it takes faith. We must stand on our most holy faith in God. So we thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight, and I pray that this word has been received on tonight. Again, as I said earlier in the opening of the show on tonight, God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we need. Somebody's faith is weak on tonight, and it can be strengthened, and it can be strengthened, and it can only be strengthened through God's word and through prayer. So thank God for the word of God on tonight, that we all have a measure of faith. And it takes faith to please God. So I pray that you have been blessed by this word on tonight. I know I was. And I pray that you not only have received this word, but after hearing this word, you would take this word and you would share it with someone else, whether it be a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, or a friend. Share this word. And also share with your friends and neighbors and loved ones, and even those in the ministry where you are affiliated with. Let them know about this worldwide ministry so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. And I thank God, as I was saying in the prayer earlier, and I am so serious about this. I do not take this ministry lightly. I thank God for every man, every woman, every child that has come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why I love this worldwide platform, and that he opened the door. And now through me, and by the leading of his Holy Spirit, he was able to lead me to be able to open the doors for others that they can share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because I am not the only vessel that God is using. Believe it or not, you are not the only vessel that God is using. So the word of God said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we thank God for his word. And we thank God, just like Minister Rambis said in his word, that God, you know, God is still faithful. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints on today. Those who are standing on their faith, those who are still holding on to God's unchanging and unfailing hand. So we thank God for faith, and our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ died for us. He paid for our sin with his own precious blood on the cross, and he died, and he rose from the grave with all power, with all the victory already in his hands, and he is now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for you and I, all the saints of God. And for those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name, I pray that this word have not gone out void, that you have allowed the Lord to minister to you through this word, talking about faith. So you must receive Jesus Christ and be saved in his name first, and then the Lord can minister to you the amount of faith that you need, that you can stand on his word, knowing that his word is true. And so that you can move and fulfill your God purpose in the earth, standing on faith in God through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So once again, we thank Minister Ramis for sharing with the worldwide listening audience once again the message on tonight, Requirements of Faith. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't allow anyone to tell you what God told you. So listening audience, I do, again, I apologize for not being with you all for the last two times that we normally would be on, but due to technical difficulties, but the Lord worked it out. Again, there's no one like our God. He always worked things out for his people so that we are now able to get to you and continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through the via of telephone. And I just thank God for him being a promise keeper and that the word of God is still able to go forth through this worldwide platform and ministry. So share the good news about this ministry to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, even your enemies. Let them know about it. They need to be saved. If they need to be saved, they can be saved through the word, through this worldwide ministry, and they need to hear God's word. So we just thank God that he's still working on our behalf. So right now, we're getting ready to close out tonight's show, and I ask that you please continue to tune in. This coming Saturday, the word will be coming forth through our man of God, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word this coming Saturday. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him all this coming Saturday. He's come forth every third and fourth Saturday, bringing forth God's word. Another anointed, awesome man of God, such as Minister Sharon Rabbits. And so we thank God for you, the listeners. And we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will continue to pray for this ministry, continue to pray for me, and we will continue to pray one you for another. So, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, just in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace, your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You are a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your children. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a promise keeper. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this worldwide platform and ministry. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless it, continue to anoint it, that it will continue to grow and continue to be everything that you have anointed and called for it to be, even before the foundation, of the world. And that it will be everything that you have established for it to be for your glory in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless everyone that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless the works of their hands, their ministry that they are affiliated with, their shepherds, their under-shepherds, their marriages, their families, and everything that their hearts desire. Continue to bless them that they will continue to stand on your word, continue to preach and teach your word, continue to live and be Christ like examples in the earth to this dying world, that they would see Jesus Christ and not only be examples of Jesus Christ, that we would continue to be servants, ambassadors and vessels and doers of your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. So continue to bless the listeners, Heavenly Father. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we continue to give you praise. We continue to give you glory. We continue to give you honor because you are always worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen, in Jesus' name. So listening audience, I pray, continue to ask and pray that you continue to, once again, spread the good news about this ministry so that God will continue to be fully glorified through this ministry as you do your part and share this ministry and platform with others so that others can tune in and be blessed. And then you will be blessed by sharing the good news about this ministry that others can be saved and be blessed through the word of God. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to lift up our man of God on tonight for Minister Sharon Rambis and his family. Continue to lift him and his family up in prayer that God will continue to use this faithful servant and vessel for his glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. I love you. Until the next time, good night.